now we understand the types and systems of need. So we have understood the other aspects, motivation, that slicing of it versus the arousal of motive, etc. Now types and systems of need we need to understand, which is very essential aspect of this chapter. It is slicing your need, you know. So now you look at your needs differently, it will give you a different perspective in terms of marketing and all. And behavioralists and psychologists have worked upon this. So first is a Daniel Strach led, you know, this thing in 1923. He developed almost a numerous advertising appeal, you know, so to say, which can influence an individual. So here is his 44 human motives, which if appealed can translate goal into action. So that's what he meant, and a hunger, you create a hunger, you make people show, you know, the big bun based burger, etc., or pizza full of cheese, etc. You are actually creating a hunger in him to have this immediately fulfilled. So that way, these are those 44 need trigger stimuli for response generation. So that's a one approach. Okay, Daniel Strach. Then came the later in Henry Murray, way back in 38, 90. He was a psychologist and he prepared his own set of 28 psychogenic needs that helped in basic construct of a widely used personality trait. So there are personality tests which are developed. They are developed around this 23 psychogenic needs. So this is what basic premise here is, that everyone has the same basic set of need. Basic set of need being common in everyone. However, the individual differs in terms of prioritizing. Now, I will prioritize this based on my state of need, my past experience, etc., my knowledge, my understanding, etc. So, many motives such as the acquisition, achievement, recognition, exhibition play an important role in consumer behavior. So, now for me, the exhibition, showing my status is a priority, then I will act upon accordingly. If my motive or this thing is a need is to acquire, then my behavior will be different. My priority decides. So what it says under this theory, basic needs for everyone is same. However, what he prioritizes, that determines his set of motivation, that determines the set of his action. So therefore, priority ranking is crucial, and that's what the example was given. This is his Murray's list of psychogenic needs. There are about 7 needs associated with the animated object: acquisition, order, retention, construction, needs that reflect ambition, power, prestige, etc. Needs concerned with human power, dominance, difference, autonomy, constraints, sadomasochist needs, aggression, etc. Needs concerned with inhibitions, that is blame avoidance, etc. Need concerned with affection. So we are all we need an affection, so affiliation, rejection, etc. And needs concerned with social intercourse, and so that is cognizance, inquiring attitudes, exposition, all those drives. So these are those 7 Murray psychogenic need which we are trying to understand, when set as a priority, determines consumer's set of action, goal fulfillment or a motivation or a stimuli based action. Later came the most powerful theory, that is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Now earlier two theory had its own limitations, that is what was read by this gentleman, and he was able to bring the motivational aspect into his consideration. This particular theory did not have motivation aspects, even earlier did not have the motivation aspects. Though we have earlier understood motivation, need, goal, there are various continuum that we understood. Maslow was able to bring that motivation context also in a prioritization, and therefore he dwelled upon 5 basic levels of human needs. So various kinds of thing could be summed up into 5 different need levels. So there are different need levels. They are classified as a different needs, and there is a level to it. You start from the low level to the extreme that you want to achieve. So needs of human beings are unlimited. As you see, that needs can never be fulfilled fully. They constantly evolve also. So this satisfied need can never be a motivator of behavior. It also goes on to say that once your need is satisfied, it is not a motivator anymore. physiological need, what happens, you, hunger comes again and again. Therefore, hunger can become a motivation every time. But if your basic this thing of need for safety, which is having a hutment, is fulfilled, then that will no longer become your next motivator. Then you want a chawl, you know, occupancy. So then that triggers the motivation in you. The lowest level of need that remains largely unsatisfied is a primary motivator. It believes the most lowest level of the need, which is primarily unsatisfied. There are various levels, as we have earlier studied. He has defined 5 levels. However, what will be the primary motivator? So what it goes on to say, that the one which is at the lowest level, which is unfulfilled, will be your primary motivator over and above what is there at the other level. So one at the lowest level, not fulfilled, is your primary motive. If my safety, security is not fulfilled, then self-esteem and all those things are the other era, you know, for me. So that's what it tries to say there. So this is a beautiful representation. Maslow's hierarchy of needs theory, 5 levels, okay, of need. Various things can be classified all under that. It start with physiological need. I'll just see whether I'm explaining you later. Though I'm explaining, I'll quickly cover here. Breathing, food, water, these are all physiological need. I need for its survival. Safety need, my health, my accommodation, my employment, family, are my safety needs. I must fulfill first those, then only I will look for affection and belonging. If I manage achieving these 2 things, then only the question of my friends, my relatives, my affection, my love, etc. will come. Okay, I will feel connected, etc. This is also known as a social need. These are my need, primary belongs to me and my family. This opens me to the society, the social need. Then comes the self-esteem need. Having fulfilled these 3, now I look for confidence, achievement, respect coming to me, etc. Okay, I am identified, people feel that I have achieved. So these are also known as the egoist need. It kicks my ego, it makes me feel fulfilled, etc. So self-esteem, that's the 4th level. And the 5th level, 5th level, and the last is the self-actualization. Here I will discuss things about morality, creativity, my experience, the service I have rendered, etc. How am I recognized, and those aspects. So there I feel that I have arrived, you know, that kind of a feeling when it comes. So looking back, what Maslow is trying to say, that if this area is not satisfied, I might have a certain other needs and goals out here, but this, if it is not satisfied, this level is my primary motivator. So that is what it is trying to tell you. So let's quickly understand this. Psychological need is the first and the lowest level. Hunger, thirst, sex, etc. are the lowest level of physiological need. We need to survive. You know, we need this fulfilled to survive. When physiological remains unsatisfied, they remain as our primary motivator. If the food, hunger is there, you will not want to achieve anything else. First, satisfy your hunger. At this stage, higher level need of prestige may push into, get into background, you know. We will not worry much about getting self-recognized. If you are not able to fulfill your hunger need or accommodation need well, you will not look for the self-recognition. Such needs are independent of each other. So what also needs to be seen is various physiological needs are independent of each other. If food is satisfied, it doesn't mean my other thing can be also said to be satisfied. Breathing, water, all these I need differently. So this being separate, they all have that level of tension on me. And I must fulfill those things first very well. Okay, safety and security, the next level of needs emerge when my physiological needs are satisfied and I now look forward. Okay, why this is regularly getting satisfied. Then comes the next experience. Okay, I have a hut. Now I need to protect it, you know. So I will put a plastic, this thing during rain, etc. So I will construct little more half cement wall or the brick wall, etc. So that's how I then look for getting a safety for myself. So that's where the safety enters. The moment an individual finds the psychological, physiological needs being regularly fulfilled, now I don't have to struggle for it. It is not an uncertainty for me. Then I won't higher order needs been fulfilled, which is a safety and security need. That's the reason why people go for insurance, etc., as you see. Okay. Union formation, okay, that's also a good example. Nokri hai, nokri hum kar rahe kuch time se, but now we need a security. So, people come together and form a union so that management cannot exercise unwarranted force onto you, because you are now collectively united. Security needs can influence an individual either consciously or subconsciously. I may get consciously driven or subconsciously driven. Earlier also one example I mentioned, householder policy, fire insurance, my conscious mind was telling me it's not really required. But subconscious mind, my friends, people influence, etc., they have declared that they have purchased in one of the gatherings. So my conscious mind also started believing that I must have the fire insurance policy. That's how the overall things remain. Marketer, therefore, has to balance between this conscious and subconscious continuum of a need and accordingly develop the communication trigger. So whether they want to trigger my subconscious mind or a conscious mind, aware about my subconscious need or only a conscious mind, what is it that they want to impress upon? Then third level, social need. I have regularly fulfilled my physiological need. I have kind of almost satisfied my safety and security need. Now I can say that I need a recognition. So the third level of hierarchy of individual aspects like love, I should get a proper love, I must get accepted, my family, my caste, my peers, etc., should expect, they should give me the affection expected, you know, I must feel belonging to that group, etc. Because of importance of the social motives, here my social exposure comes into foreplay, and it's like that's what becomes a primary motivator, you know. Therefore, I will start attending, I will start donating into social cause, caste related activities, etc. Now, if the advertiser can use this effectively, then they can get the required attention. So, woman who's educated, married, kids, settled, you know, means they are at an advanced stage of study and this thing, etc. Now, she is like at a stage where she needs recognition. And there's a time when you talk about anti-aging product or a beauty product, look beautiful, glamorous, etc. Or a home care product or hygiene product, you know, security to the family members. So that's where you start playing a role of a godfather figure, you know. So that's also one social need, like I am there, so I am protecting you, etc. So those kind of decision takes place, you know. You go to do various other social activities, etc. So here acceptance among the society is a primary motivator. Okay, so that's a social need. Then comes the egoistic need. This is like about me, you know. This is the fourth level. Here I am looking at being recognized for my success, for my prestige that I deserve, I should get, self-respect that I should possess, my achievements are lauded, etc. I have the desired power been given to me, etc. The independence, the freedom that I want to enjoy. So those are the things I start looking for. This need can take either an inward or an outward orientation. Inward is my strive for those things. Outward is people recognize me for that. So that's how I am recognized. So I feel my egoistic need being fulfilled. So that's the power of fourth level egoistic need. And inwardly directed means are individual centric, such as self-acceptance. I just told you that self-esteem, self-desire for success, etc. Outwardly means this compels him to get recognized by others, which he tries to obtain with desired show of prestige, recognition, and show, you know, demonstration through physical evidence, etc., so that the others recognize him. So that's a difference. Self-actualization, that is the last level, the ultimate. Here, the need for a fulfillment is there. The strong, the self-actualization is also known as a self-fulfillment. Fulfillment means, you know, I have achieved everything in life. These needs is linked with the individual's desire to fulfill his full potential. You know, I am now, I have enormous potential. What cannot I do? Yani? So that's what is a driving force. Yani? He wants to contribute. He wants to give away. He wants to participate, etc. So he is capable of contributing and, you know, becoming a Masiha or a you know, mentor, etc. Individuals tries to satisfy these needs in many different ways. That's difficult to pinpoint any motivating force. It may be driving him from within, something which may be driving him from within. So that's what one need to really look for. So if I had to give you an example, this effort which I'm doing is not a monetary effort. You know, standing here for 8-10 hours a day shooting a session for my distance learning friends, it's a partly a self-actualization need. You know, I have experience of over 35 years. I've learned so much. You know, I think I'm getting enough recognition and all. I should participate. I should contribute. And that's how I am in front of you facing the difficulties of a video shoot. Okay. So that's what is my self-actualization response, which is from within. So this is a self-actualization need. So 5 levels of Maslow's hierarchy of need we have just understood. Some pursue this need at a younger stage. And some people are driven by that also while he struggles with the physiological and social and security need. But there is something in him that forces him to pursue that right at a much younger stage. So you see that somebody has a drive ke mujhe Olympic jit ke aana hai, or I want to be the athletic champion, I want to be a shooting champion. Ye pehle se unme hota hai, and they struggle and put so much of effort right from a very young age. Tabhi khane peene ke bhi vaande hote. There are so many stories you have seen. But they don't give up that self-actualization need at all. They will overcome all the difficulties in life. Okay. So this is the power of a self-actualization need. Marketeers can create that kind of a self-actualization, visualization in many individuals and drive them to pursue their unfulfilled need, which may be nothing but buying the proposed product or the solution. Okay. So, an evaluation of the needs hierarchy, as it is said, like if you have to like really look back as to this particular Maslow's hierarchy of need and the other, it is said that the hierarchy concept is too generic, because to say that the hunger and self-esteem are similar because both are needs, here you are disregarding the fact that hunger is the most urgent, involuntary nature of demand, while self-esteem is more voluntary and out of conscious mind. So now it is looking at, having understood various aspects of a hierarchy of needs, etc., it is critically looking that into. So overall hierarchy of need says ke bhai, is too generic. What it is saying, that this hierarchy or Maslow's theory, you can probably say this is a limitation as well, is that the needs here, you disregarding that hunger is urgent. So what it is saying, that hunger and self-esteem are similar, are needs. So it is saying that on one hand, you are saying hunger is also a need, self-esteem is also a need, and therefore you are classifying it as a need. In a way, you are saying that both are same, which is not so. So hunger is involuntary, it's not in my control. Achieving self-esteem is in my control. It is my conscious mind, subconscious mind triggered activity. So hunger is a natural phenomena, self-esteem is a desire-specific phenomena. So that's one aspect. Following point therefore can be considered as a limitation. So hierarchy of need theory believes in sequential emergence of, and therefore not always true. Every time it cannot be sequential, many times it is parallel. While I strive from my physiological needs, safety and security needs are parallelly working. At the same time, place of work where I am working, I am looking at a self third level, you know, being provided to me. I am going, sorry, this way. I am looking at love and belonging at the place of my working. So you see that it may go simultaneously also. Many times physiological needs and safety needs go hand in hand. So that's what I just covered. It is also not possible to measure empirically the need satisfaction level post which the higher need comes in. Very difficult to say that this is fulfilled and therefore now the higher need will emerge. So somewhere the seeds are grown, you know, has already been planted. While I am striving to do my physiological need, my social and safety needs have already emerged. So as soon as I do this completion, I will get into fulfilling the others. So that's what they say. There is no difficult, it's so difficult to measure. You know, there is no empirical or measurement metrics for that. it offers a useful, however, to look at positively, it offers a useful and a comprehensive framework for developing appropriate advertising appeal. So, determining what you need to appeal, safety, security, self-esteem or self-actualization, that will trigger as a stimuli, that is important understanding that a marketing communication people will have. It is useful in two ways. It enables marketers to focus their advertising appeal on a need level, which is likely to be shared by very large segment individuals. The need as an orientation, earlier we have seen, we have studied different way the segmentation can happen, but we have also studied the contrast, and then we said psychologists have given that one aspect, which is need is common across all. So segmenting that based on the need can trigger a better stimuli, can become a better stimuli among your target group of individuals. So the call to action may be better. It facilitates the product positioning. You understand what their need is, what the aspirations could be, and therefore you are able to position that single solution in the mind. So positioning is a better with need orientation to the or the hierarchy of need orientation to your segmentation. So overall, we have understood the evaluation of a need hierarchy. A segmentation application, if you have to look for that, the need hierarchy is used as a basis for market segmentation. We have just completed that understanding. Advertising appeal needs motivation trigger. So advertising appeal is for what? It has to trigger the motivation, call to action, to make an individual know that, you know, this product or a service can satisfy the problem that he is facing or his unfulfilled needs. So that's one important aspect the advertising guy comes to know if he is using the need segmentation approach. In this theory, both aspects are available. Needs and the motivational aspects are available, because hierarchy is also a reason for motivation to go up and higher in a hierarchy. That's a sufficient motivation. So advertising, as they say, are always aspirational. They give you that aspirational kick, you know, be a successful kind of thing, or be an achiever. And therefore, you are drawn towards such product or the solution. Okay. So now, evaluation of the need hierarchy, segmentation application, we are trying to understand. The theory integrates the motivational aspects with the need prioritization. So in earlier one, this thing we have understood that the need and motivation level is a source of a good sound advertising communication. We have understood in one of these things, the prioritization, the customer gives a prioritization that will decide what triggers his motivation or the goal fulfillment. So this is what has been linked out here. For example, retirement plans are sold as a safety needs. Consumer products are sold as an egoistic needs like love, care, etc. So you see that motivational aspects are offered as per the need state of the individual. So now the retirement plan cannot be really sold on love or, you know, care, etc. It has to be that safety need. You know, if you have to have a happy retirement age living, then subscribe to the retirement plan. So that's how it goes in and appeals to the individual. So it gives you a powerful reason to also select your appeal. Then we come to positioning applications. How the evaluation of the need hierarchy enables you to position. The need hierarchy can also be used to drive effective product positioning, because now you know that what is it that is wanted, what is your product is wanted for, perceived by, fulfilling the which need state of your target customer. So that is what is a you want to position for, and you want to position your product as a solution or a promise fulfillment by you, that I will take care of your this problem or the this solution I am offering you. The key to the positioning is to be find a differential stand, yana. What others are not able to do, I am able to do for you. So that's how when you enter in the prospect's mind, the prospects will see that, you know, his need hierarchy is getting fulfilled when he relies on you, about his need fulfillment. And need fulfillment is never satisfied completely. So if you continue to satisfy his need again and again, you find him as a loyal customer over a longer period of time. We are understanding the positioning application of this hierarchy of needs theory. wherein needs are never fulfilled. So they always come back. That's an advantage advertisers can utilize for themselves. So we have done everything for our house. I have a Godrej Navtal lock. I have put in outside the Godrej lock. I have a safety chain. I have whatnot, you know, installed, ceasefire installed, etc. But when video doorbell camera came in, I again got this thing. Yeah, I need to secure my house. It is such a good thing. I can see who's standing out. So you see, there was an empty space which was occupied by one product called video camera as such. So that's what the application of a positioning comes in. So now we come to another powerful concept, trio of needs. This is, I think, last in this section, but let's understand this also effectively. Basic needs also have three dimensions. That is what this particular theory suggests. Our basic needs have a three dimension: dimension of a power, dimension for affiliation, and dimension for achievement. These needs can each be included even in this Maslow's hierarchy level. So Maslow's five hierarchy level can also be linked to trio of needs. At each hierarchy level, you have a need for power, need for affiliation, need for achievement. Even while I am struggling at a physiological need, I want to be recognized as a power in the family. I am a laborer, I may be, but you know, I cannot be considered as a powerless an individual. Okay, I need an affiliation. I am of a class of a labor family who constructs various kinds of high-rise societies, etc. Achievement, you know, I also can say that, you know, this is a World Heritage Site was structured by me. So there are various ways individual have this power, affiliation, and achievement need concurrent, parallelly running. These needs each be included within the hierarchy of power, Maslow's need hierarchy, when considered individually. So what it tries to say, they each have a unique relevance to consumer motivation. They each have a unique relevance. So consumers can be influenced through power, through affiliation, through achievement appeal. So that's what, in short. So here is a representation of a trio of needs: need for power, need for affiliation, need for achievement. The readability may not be so good, but I'm trying to explain you as we move forward. So let's understand the power need. The power need is relevant with an individual's desire to control, his environment where he is as a person and around people, things that he possesses, etc. There he has a power, so he should be recognized for his power there. The power need triggers the individual's experience of self-enhancement with their possessed things. They have power to use what they possess. They have a power to use. That's where he feels, even if he's at the lower strata of the society, the power that this is belongs to him, you know, is a strong need motivator for him. The number of products that promise such power. So now you look at the marketing side, the many product use this reality advertisement with a notification that says by invitation only. So even in a higher echelon of the society, if few people are invited by that builder, the look at the power this thing that comes into them. So they will talk to 10 others about that. Okay, oh, we were invited, you know, by the house of Lodha or house of whatever. So that's what is the power. And it recognizing you for the power that you possess. The second is an affiliation need. Individuals are highly influenced by the desire for friendship, love, acceptance, belonging, etc. That is always there in every individual, be it whatever may the income strata he is in. People with high affiliation needs tend to have a strong social dependence. So if I'm looking for a recognition of or affiliation, I am socially dependent. I am looking that to come from the society where I belong, you know, the group where I belong, etc. So my purchase behavior, etc., are aligned to the standards being used by the people where I belong to. Okay, they often select goods that they feel will meet the approval of their friends, their peer group, etc. So that's where you come from. You will not break away from the group or a cultural this thing. Expect if you are culturally driven, you are linked with your social class, etc., or with your peer group, etc. So that's where your affiliation is most strong. So that group you do not want to defy. So you will tend to buy things which is finding the group acceptance. You will not defy and do things. Achievement needs. Individuals who regard personal accomplishment, they are driven strongly by their own achievement, the power that they possess to make things happen. So that's a strong motivator for them. I can do anything, or you know, I am an achiever. This need is closely related to the egoist need. Yeah. So it's like in that Maslow's hierarchy of need we have seen, is the egoist need. Yeah. Oh, I am an achiever. And therefore, the satisfaction of job well done, I am capable to make impossible possible, etc., lifts my individual self-esteem. So I am driven by my self-esteem. The achievement need is therefore equal to self-actualization. So achievement is equal to self-actualization. Higher order, that most highest order of the Maslow's hierarchy of theory that we have studied. Here I have arrived, you know, that kind of figure. I am recognized. I am contributing, you know, those kind of feeling comes in because it comes from the achievement that you have achieved. Yeah. People with high need for achievement have certain traits that make them open to relevant appeal. So anything that is communicating in making things possible, making impossible possible, or making achieving things, etc., that will trigger that you know, appeal in them. So look at probably Bonvita ad. Main tab jeet jaungi jab mera bachcha mujhe harayega, and not when I allow him to you know, beat himself, etc. So that particular Bonvita ad with mother and son, you know, that racing this thing, when she says ke bhai, I will feel proud, yani I will feel my achievement when he actually beats me, not when I am allowing him to, you know, beat me. So such a powerful this thing, yani ke bhai, she is driving the achievement, and she will feel fulfilled when his kids really runs and beats her in the race. So see that power, achievement, etc., that entire triumph of need, how it has been played upon. So friends, this along with the various hierarchy of needs theory that we have understood, essentially the Maslow's hierarchy of theory having a 5 layers of hierarchy, which one need to really understand. Together with, there is another concept called trio of needs. So trio of need is a need for power, need for affiliation, and need for achievement. That needs to be understood well as a marketeer. When you are able to really understand this very well and plan your appeal to address the specific aspects, it will get into the targeted customers. They will feel a strong urge of the continuum that we have understood, which is a need, goal, you know, motivation, etc. So need, goal, motivation, that continuum that we have understood. So then you are able to get the desired call for action for you. Consumer set of preference towards you will be much higher, and product acceptance, product pull in the market will be much better. You are able to segment also your customer better. This understanding will help you to create a proper segmentation. We have understood segmentation in earlier chapter, but then psychologists has put us into quandary by telling that each individual is different. So in a things happening in front of us, we are not able to see people with the same unique things, and despite the fact that we have identified a segment. So that's where they say that what needs to be driven next is the need state. So that need state is a, it doesn't overrule the segmentation as a theory. It says like, having done this, then you need to get into understanding the need state, and around that this entire chapter was built. I hope you got that clear understanding. Thank you.